FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
23 South Africans have been repatriated after being rescued from an online scam compound in Myanmar. International relations spokesperson Crispin Piri explains how the group ended up in the clutches of cybercrime syndicates in Southeast Asia.
Before leaving South Africa last year, these men and women were lured to the Kingdom of Thailand under false pretenses by an employment agency that promised them a lucrative job. Once in Thailand, they were transported to Myanmar against their will. The victims were held captive for more than 4 months in a cybercrime compound.
The department says there were among 7,000 other job seekers from various countries. It's understood the victims were tortured and forced to work for 16 hours a day while under 24-hour surveillance.
They survived on spoiled food and contaminated water without access to medical treatment. The government is grateful for the assistance provided by the Thai authorities in facilitating the repatriation. Social workers from the Department of Social Development will assist the Hawks in executing further screening interviews. Following the screening interviews, the Hawks will transport the victims to health facilities to undergo health screenings.
KZN Education says it will not tolerate the pushing of political agendas in the province's schools. The warning has been prompted by claims against a senior staff member at Shaka Skraal Primary School on the north coast.
There's an allegation that the principal is forcing educators to wear their regard, otherwise he would fire them.
Education MECC Portlo Muga says they've launched an investigation. He says he will visit the school tomorrow. The High Court in Pretoria has suspended the March 31st analog TV switch-off deadline. It's barring Communication Minister Soli Malatsi and Sentech from proceeding with the move. The ruling follows a legal challenge by eMedia, SABC and advocacy groups arguing the switch-off would impact millions of indigent households. The minister's legal team had argued that eMedia was protecting its commercial interests. Well, the Concord has dismissed AfriForum's application for leave to appeal two court decisions that it did not find, or rather that did not find, the chant Kill the Boer to be hate speech. The court says the appeal has no reasonable prospects of success. AfriForum brought the case against the EFF and its leader Julius Malema, as well as former EFF MP Mbuyiseni Ndlozi. And Salman Rushdie has announced he's releasing his first novel since a stabbing 3 years ago left him blind in one eye. The 77-year-old Booker Prize winner's new book is a collection of stories set in Mumbai neighborhoods and English universities. It will be out in November. In August 2022, Hadi Mata rushed the stage where the author was appearing before a live audience in New York and attacked him. Mata was found guilty of attempted murder in February. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, or rather Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 26, Pietermaritzburg 24 tomorrow. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpatle.